This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're taught language is power. The most powerful economic tool in America today may be one simple word. In January, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve said they can be, quote, patient in beginning to normalize the stance of monetary policy, unquote. If that word, patient, is missing from the Fed statement this afternoon, markets will read it as a sign that rates will go up June, July-ish. If the word patience remains today, the great tightening may not happen till, who knows, perhaps fall. It's not clear why market players seized on that single word, perhaps mass hysteria. Whenever interest rates do rise, there's an argument this will perversely help the tepid housing market. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains.
If the Fed raises interest rates, some economists think there'll be a land rush to scoop up homes to lock in low rates. Makes sense in theory. The only problem, says Stern AG chief economist Lindsay Piegza, is that even with today's sweet rates, prices are too high for too many.
If we don't see the wage and income growth needed to fuel the demand, then we will continue to see a very sluggish housing market.
Of course, higher interest rates would mean more homes are out of reach. But with about 15% of homeowners still underwater after the housing bubble, Zillow economist Stan Humphries says he'd welcome higher rates.
Homebuyers have been for too long looking at the housing market through this distorted lens of very low rates, which is leading them to bid up prices in a lot of metros, and instead they should be looking at home prices through a clearer lens so they get an accurate read on how expensive homes are.
Humphries says new rates would suggest the Fed sees a strengthening economy, one where more people have money in their pocket, which is what the housing market really needs. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.